Hi, it's Butterfly. So, I was browsing backstage and I came across this really fun looking Halloween Would You Rather AMA questionnaire. And the tags look really cool. The tags are questionnaire, Q&A, answers, horror films, horror pop culture. Just for fun, get to know me. So, anyone who knows me knows that I love Halloween and pop culture and lore surrounding the supernatural and stuff like that. So, I don't know. This just looks really fun. I love scary movies. This is just one of my favorite times of the year. So, I hope that you all will have fun listening to me give my answers to these questions. They look really interesting as I'm looking at them right now. Yeah, and I'm just gonna have fun with it. Hopefully, this will give you more of a chance to get to know me a little bit. Here we go. So, question one. Have to carve 20 pumpkins or have to eat 10 bags of candy corn? I feel like this question is like a trick question because are they really big pumpkins and really big bags of candy corn? Like, what are my options here? So, I think that. I think I would just take my chance on carving the 20 pumpkins because even if they're huge pumpkins, I'd be getting a workout in and toning my arms from the carving. Whereas with eating candy corn, maybe I'm just risking getting a stomach ache or something. Question two, wear a sexy costume or wear a scary costume. I feel like a lot of costumes for women that are deemed as like more of the sexy costumes have like a ton of cleavage, or there's really short shorts or a short skirt or something that's just generally not meant to keep you warm and toasty. So I think I'd rather go with scary because maybe I could have a bit more fun with it, like, and be warm at the same time. And what I mean by have more fun with it is like maybe I could do cool makeup or special effects or something like that, and it would be really cool. But I suppose you could do that with a sexy costume too, but I'm just gonna go with scary because where I am in the world, it's cold in October, so it would just make more sense to go with scary rather than sexy for the sake of staying warm. Three, would you rather be covered in spiders or snakes? I'm really arachnophobic. I don't like to look at spiders. Like, looking at them starts this horrible reaction where, like, I'll first start to get really itchy and then, like, kind of panic a little bit. And then I start thinking that I'm seeing a spider everywhere. Like, it's really just like a piece of lint on the floor or something. But I'm gonna think it's a spider because I'm scared. So, I'm gonna not be covered in spiders. I'll be covered in snakes. I don't mind snakes too much. I've held them before plenty of times, and I think that they're kind of cute. Four, would you rather Sweeney Todd give you a haircut or eat one of Miss Lovett's meat pies? I think I'd rather get the haircut by Sweeney Todd because maybe, like, if he does a really good job and, like, I survive the experience and I'm able to rock the haircut that he gives me, then I would have a lot of bragging rights. Whereas those meat pies just sound disgusting, so I'm going to go with the haircut. The hair will grow back. 5. Burned alive or buried alive? I think that I'd rather get burned just because it would be, like, it'd be extremely painful at first, but with a fire, once the fire burns to a certain point, like, you start burning nerve endings, and then it's not even painful anymore. Like, you're still perishing, but it's like a painless, slow type of, I have no idea. But with getting buried, like, not only do you have to lie there and watch the earth just slowly cover you, but you have to be slowly suffocated too, which sounds terrible. Okay, 6. Encounter it as a child or as an adult? I think that I would rather encounter it as a child just because maybe I could fight it. And, like, okay, we all know that it has supernatural powers and can shapeshift, but even with it being a shapeshifter as a child, I feel like I'd still have more of a fighting chance and I wouldn't be as scared to approach it. 7. Would you rather meet Dracula or Frankenstein? I'm going to say Dracula because I've always wanted to meet a vampire. 8. Locked in haunted insane asylum or lost in the woods with a killer on the loose? The thought of being out in the woods, especially at nighttime, and lost with a killer on the loose just sounds like a recipe for absolute disaster. Whereas if I'm locked in the insane asylum, I might have more of an opportunity to get to know my surroundings better. And then it's not that the ghosts couldn't harm me, but it's like, I'm sure they'd be able to do far less to me than a serial killer would. I guess the question never even said it was a serial killer, just said a killer. So the ghost wouldn't be able to harm me as much as a killer would. Okay, 9. Have a doll stare at you all night while you sleep, or be woken up to creepy noises all night. I think that the doll staring is just what I would choose because I need to sleep. Being woken up at all times of the night would just be really disturbing and start to affect my waking life. So if I just had a doll staring at me all night, then I don't know, I wouldn't like that either, but if I had a doll staring at me all night, I eventually have to go to sleep, right? And I'd be sleeping. It's not like it can do anything, like it can't be like a creepy noise and wake me up, so yeah. I could sleep through that. I can sleep through a lot of things. Okay, 10. Eaten by a T-Rex or by a great white shark? The idea of getting eaten by a great white shark or like a megalodon or something sounds awful with all those teeth, but they say that drowning is one of the most peaceful ways to go out, so maybe if I could drown first and then be eaten by the shark, I would be okay, you know? But with a T-Rex, it's like I'm already on land and then I just get snatched up and chomped to bits, so that doesn't exactly sound fun. So maybe with the great white shark, like I could just die a watery death first and then it eats me. Yeah. 11. Would you rather spirits be embodied like sheet ghosts or animated skeletons? All right, so I think the skeleton thing would be really cute, kind of like in the movie Coco, where after they were dead, like both the people and the animals had spirits that were embodied like, animated skeletons. So I think that the skeleton thing is cute, whereas like with sheets, it's more, I don't know, like I think it's more old school. And plus, if everyone's spirit came back like a sheet ghost, I wouldn't be able to tell if it's a spirit or if it's a person, draped in a sheet that's scaring me in the dark at nighttime. So, yeah. 12. Would you rather be part of the X-Files team or the Ghostbusters? I'm going to go with X-Files because I think that Scully and Mulder are really cool characters, and the cases that they take on seem kind of cool. And then with Ghostbusters, I wouldn't want to carry around all the gear that they have to use, to hunt the ghosts. I just want to be like more on the investigator side of things rather than on the front lines, like fighting this stuff. Not that Mulder and Scully never have to deal with those things, but I just think their jobs look more fun in the show. 13. Would you rather have Pennywise make you a balloon animal or receive a call from Ghostface? I feel like if Pennywise makes me a balloon animal, then I'm just being set up like Georgie. That was really dark. Sorry. But if I got a call on the phone from Ghostface, I feel like Ghostface is just gonna ask me questions about pop culture, like horror pop culture. He's gonna ask me, like he did in Scream, like he's gonna go, "Who is the killer in Friday the 13th?" And I'm gonna know the answer. I'm gonna say, "Well, Pamela was the original killer, but it's Jason Voorhees." And then he's gonna be like, "Oh, shoot, she knows." I feel like I would have a fighting chance at answering his questions the right way. So, yeah, I'd rather have Ghostface call me. 14. Would you rather face off against John Kramer, Jigsaw, or the Collector? I think I would rather face off against John Kramer because the Collector is incredibly strong. If you've seen those movies, like he's like drop kicking people through. Like he's making traps and like drop kicking people through windows, and yeah, he's a machine, he's built. But with John Kramer is extremely smart, but at the same time, he looks like he's a bit frail and weak. And like, while I'm small, I feel like even if I don't know. I feel like even with that, I could still take him. He doesn't seem like he could top me in a fight. I'm 15. Would you rather show up to a Halloween party and find someone came wearing the exact same costume, or wear a costume that you're constantly having to explain the entire night? I don't think it's so bad to wear the same thing as someone else because you both can put your own style and your own flair on it, and it'd be kind of cool. But if you constantly have to explain your costume the whole night, like, that would just get incredibly tiring, and you wouldn't even be enjoying yourself anymore. So, yeah, I'd rather have someone wear the same thing as me. 16. Would you rather have to endure your lips sewn shut or the fingernails of one hand ripped off? I think that I'd be okay with the fingernails of one of my hands getting ripped off, because if my lips get, like, neither of these sound good. They both sound painful, and I'm not saying one is better than the other, but if my lips get sewn shut, then I have to learn to communicate in an entirely different way, and I wouldn't be able to make audios and kiss and wear lipstick and, like, yeah, all the fun things that come with having functional lips. 17. Be a high school student at the school in the film Carrie or in the movie Scream. I think that I'd rather be in Scream because Carrie has powers and her powers are really scary. But with Scream, like, the guy, the guy's just running around in, you know, amongst the students, like, with a knife. So I feel like I'm more ready to face that than to deal with supernatural powers. Yeah. 18. Be a paranormal investigator in the Insidious films or in the Conjuring films? I think that I'd rather be in The Conjuring because, okay, so I just got done with this really good book a couple weeks ago called The Demonologist, and it's a book that is kind of going into the story of Ed and Lorraine Warren, who, they were real paranormal investigators, and they went on a lot of cases, and the book kind of talks about the cases that they went on and things that they've encountered of a supernatural nature and kind of like debunking myths and talking about things that they've seen in their anecdotes. And just because Lorraine and Ed are featured as characters in the Conjuring movies, I think I would want to be in those movies because I would want to work with them. It would be really fun. 19. Have an alien growing inside of you and chest burst its way out, or the thing take over your best friend and then kill you? I feel like I'd rather get the chest burster because this sounds terrible. But if it's in my friend, like, I have to watch it pop out of my friend's chest and then, like, be like, and whatever that is, and then slither its way out and come at me, then I have to get it. But if I'm the one with the chest burster, then it's like there's this alien growing inside of me and I don't know about it, and then one day, like, boom, it just comes out and that's the end of me. Like, I don't have to like, in that moment it's over and I don't have to deal with, you know, watching it come out of someone else and then me getting the work. And then the last question is 20. Would you rather Halloween be year round or just the one time of the year? So this is probably a really boring answer, but I would just rather have it be year round because I think that things coming around once a year is really special. And I feel like if it were year round, like, I might get desensitized to it and the creativity surrounding it. So yeah, I'd rather just have it be once a year. So that's the end of the questionnaire, you guys. I hope that you had fun listening to my sort of silly answers and listening to me laugh. Thank you, Ruthie Wren, for posting this, because this was a lot of fun. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening. Happy Halloween.